Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and let's say amen one more time. Let's say one for the Father, and one for the Son, and one for the Holy Spirit. I tell you right now where I stand, I feel the presence of the true and living God. There is no one greater than the God that we serve. No one like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who laid down his life for his friends. So we are his friends. It seems a little strange because I hear a lot of women, and I have my precious mother Janie on the phone, and I'm going to turn her loose in a few minutes. But I'm telling you, you hear many people say to their children, well, look, I'm not going to be your friend. I'm your mama. I'm not going to be your friend. I'm your daddy. I'm your parent. And your parents is not supposed to be your friend. Well, Jesus said, he didn't just say, I'm your father and leave it there. He didn't say that I'm your brother in Christ and leave it there. He said that I laid down my life for my friends. He called you his friends. So how is it that Jesus can say we're his friends and we are the friend of Jesus, but yet you think there's something wrong with a mother saying, oh, my daughter and I are best friends, or my father and I are best friends? Well, no, I'm not a friend to my children. Well, I don't see why not. You ought to want to be a friend to your children, because it's great to have a relationship with your children to the point that you feel close like friends, and yet you have that same respect for them as your parent. Oh, there is none like Jesus. Nobody can even do you like the Lord. I tell you, God is so worthy to be praised. I love him tonight. Because he first loved me, he purchased my salvation way back on Calvary. Well, you know my old saying is, this is the day that the Lord he hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. How about you? I'm going to decrease so our precious mother Janie can increase. Come on with her own song. Sing it the way God gave it to her, and we're going to be blessed. But I was just telling someone this morning, Mother Janie, and they had a situation going on, and I said, well, I'll say to you like Mother Janie always tell us on the prayer line. She serve a God who knows. I feel the anointing, ooh, from the back of my neck all the way down to the front of my kneecap. I tell you, this is a good service tonight. Whatever you need, reach up and grab it, because it's in the house. Reach up and grab it, because it's in the house. If it's strength that you need, it's in the house. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, bless his name. If it's joy that you're lacking, it's in the house. Hallelujah, Jesus. Whatever you need, God's got it. Oh, bless his name. And yes, for the bereaved family that my dear sister Evangelist Simmons sent out text message today, I believe it was today, could have been yesterday, but anyhow, I just read mine today that she's asking prayer for the Reverend, I've forgotten who it is, but Mother Janie probably knows, she's asking prayer for the bereaved family. This one is connected to that one. Sister Susie, I do know I saw that name and remembered. And then Reverend Charles, all of these people seem to be connected. So she was requesting prayer from the prayer intercessors and the prayer warriors that we would pray and send in a donation. And God knows, I don't know how much she'll collect, but that same evangelist, Sandra Simmons, little girl by way of Southampton, New York, who live in Hollywood right now. When my husband passed away over a month ago, I was surprised to get in my mail a beautiful card with a money order in it from the prayer partners that be on Sunday night. She's about the Father's business. She just don't know that you need a coat and ignore you. She just doesn't realize that you need bread and give you a stone. She didn't realize that you needed meat and gave you a serpent. But she went to where the heart of the matter is, because I don't care how much insurance you have. When someone passes away, it always is good to receive that extra little nugget, because I was able to buy water and to get watermelon and feed different ones and put gas. Yes, my husband is deceased, and I'm putting gas in someone else's car to be able to get around. That's the type of friend Jesus is. Mm. He doesn't forget us no matter what the circumstance is. I'm sitting here bereaved, and I'm buying gas to go in someone else's car. But I thank God for the prayer warriors and intercessors, and I like to call them the prayer angels, down in that South Carolina, South Carolina, not up around Columbia. I'm going south, down past Hollywood, Baptist Hill, and Ravenel, and Peterfield, and John Island, and all that. I'm going down that way. That's where the saints know the love of God, and the love of God is in them. And I thank God for them on this evening. Again, we will pray. I will get that announcement corrected while Mother Janie is singing. I will pull it up, and I will read it properly so we don't forget anything. And if you're not on the prayer team with us, or prayer angel, don't hesitate to send a donation. It could be you, and it's always nice to know that somebody remembered you financially, because the scripture lets us know that a little money answereth all things. I'm going to say it again. Let me apologize. Mother, just give me one more second, please. Maybe it might be two. However, who's timing? I'm not. But last Wednesday, and I apologize to Brother Willie out in California, he wanted to know why wasn't the program coming on. That's a blessing. When somebody wants to hear what thus saith the Lord through you as the vessel being used by God, that's a blessing. But my sister told me that Brother Willie wanted the 411. So why? How come she's not coming on? What's going on? Why is the program going to be on tonight? And I thank him for that type of feedback, that concern, because it lets me know that he's interested in what God is saying through me. And I thank him for that. But last week I let a young lady use my car, and she didn't have an accident, meaning she did not hit anyone, but she was stopped at the traffic light. It was red, and she was waiting for it to turn green for her to protrude on, and the police was chasing someone who had arms in there, and the young man trying to get away from the police made a wide turn, a wide swing into the area where she was parked at the traffic light waiting for it to change. So he rammed into the back door on the driver's side and bent the axles so that the car was not drivable, because the left drive side wheel would have turned into that and cut up. So we had to get it towed. And, you know, it takes forever to do these police reports. So I apologize to all of you. That's why I was not on. I called my sister at 10 of 7, I believe it was. I said, Sissy, you're going to have to cancel the service for tonight. I am fine, but my car has been in an accident, but I am fine. And so is the young lady who was driving my car. She was doing errands for me, and her car was broke down, and so she had to get to work, and I told her, just take my car. See, I'm not the type of person that always receive. I was taught that it is better to give than to receive. And how that mean? That is not in a derogatory way. It means, why do you always have your hand stretched open for somebody to do for you, but you never can return that hand to do for someone else? That's what that means. So in this case, she needed transportation. I have three cars in my my yard. I wasn't so selfish to say, well, I don't know how you going to get to work. If you close up your bowels of compassion, God will see that the same thing comes back your way. So I thank God she's fine. I'm fine. My car will be fixed sometime soon. But however, to God be the glory, Mother Janie, I am stepping off and stepping out of your way. But, Mother, I have some good news for you. This is the day that the Lord has made. I got a Moshika. And I will rejoice in the Moshiande. And the good and the Lord bless his name. Hallelujah. 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 Bless his name today. Bless his name that you're alive and the blood is yet running warm through your veins. Bless his name and forget not who God is. Because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, y'all better get this now because I'm just about finished. Tell me, where would I be? If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Thank God for him bringing my brother over the ventilator one more time. Put him in on Saturday. They took him off on Monday. We thank God he's talking to me. Had surgery yesterday. Broke his hip when he fell. And he's sitting on the side. And I'm sitting on the side of the bed today. Have along, God said, live on. He will live. And when God said, this is it. Don't care what we do, he takes them home. Mother,
yes.
It's yours. Oh, bless his name. I love you, Mother.
Good afternoon, everybody on this virtual line. Pastor Patricia, I must say, I already enjoyed the program. I want everybody to know that she talked about the prayer warriors, and Evangelist Simmons is on Sunday night, and she is my niece. She's my brother Dan Aiken's daughter. She has a wonderful time on the prayer line on Sunday night, and I'm on that program. But on Sunday night gone, for some reason, I don't know what happened to me. And then again, I do know what happened to me. I was just out of this world for some reason. And I was on the prayer line. I announced my name. She knew I was on there. And I never said nothing else. And at the end of the program, because there was so much interruption with people, whether they didn't have their phone on mute or whatever, and that kind of got away from the program, and she keep asking them to mute the phone. And almost at the end of the program, she goes, Auntie Mother Janie, are you on the line? And I know she was talking to me. And my body got cold, real cold. And we had the air conditioner on in the room. And then I said, oh, my God, what's wrong with me? And I'm telling her, yes, I'm still on the line. And she's saying, oh, I guess my auntie probably gone off to do something, whatever. All that time, I had my phone on mute. So then she would have never heard me. But normally I sing a song, and that Sunday night was off the chain. A lot been going on. Right now I'm in between three different deaths. Now, we all know Pastor Patricia is going through the death of her husband and already cremated and already had the memorial service. But let me tell you, the song says, if you have not been there, just wait a while. Just wait a while. And the person Pastor Patricia was talking about is Reverend Charles Mitchell. She be on Evangelist Simmons' prayer line every Sunday night. And this is her his brother, James Mitchell. And James Mitchell is my nephew, and he is married to my niece, Susie Mitchell. And last Saturday, this Saturday just gone, my niece then went to upstate to see my nephew, and he was very sick when they got there. And they went the whole weekend. The whole weekend, they came back home on, I think it was Sunday night, and some of them got back in on Monday. But after they left, the phone call came the next day that he took in for the worst. So he died. They left that Saturday, and he died that Sunday. So we went, the funeral was Saturday gone. Now, and I listen at this part, my niece, who just buried her brother, came home because her husband was very sick. And my nephew's funeral was Saturday, and my niece's husband, James Mitchell, he died on Sunday night. As I was on Evangelist Simmons' prayer line, that was God been trying to show me right then. He died on Sunday night, and they just got back in on Saturday. And then I got another one of my friend, her funeral is going to be Saturday also, a good friend of the family. So that's why I said that I am into three deaths. So, Pastor Patricia, I know what you're going through in the death of your husband. This ain't the first time death's been in my family. But three one time, let me tell you what God lay on my heart with those three deaths. It's another day that the Lord have kept me. Oh, yeah. Say, it's another day that the Lord, he have kept me. Oh, yeah. You know, he kept me from all evil in my mind. Stayed on Jesus. It's another day that the Lord have kept me. Oh, yeah. It's another day that the Lord have kept me. Oh, yeah. It's another day that the Lord, he have kept me. Oh, yeah. You know, he kept me from all evil in my mind. Stayed on Jesus. It's another day that the Lord have kept me. Oh, yeah. You know, I'm up. I'm sometime down. But he kept me. Oh, yeah. You know I'm up, I'm sometime down, but he kept me, oh yeah. You know he kept me from all evil in my mind. Stayed on Jesus. It's another day that the Lord have kept me, oh yeah. I'm sometimes happy, I'm sometimes sad, but he kept me, oh yeah. Sometimes happy, I'm sometimes sad, but he kept me, oh yeah. You know he kept me from all evil in my mind. Stayed on Jesus. It's another day that the Lord have kept me. Oh, yeah. I'm sometimes sick, sometimes well, but he kept me. Oh, yeah. Sometimes sick, sometimes I'm well, but he kept me. Oh, yeah. So he kept me from all evil in my mind. Stayed on Jesus. it's another day that the Lord, I say, it's another day that the Lord, he have kept me. Oh, yeah. It's another day with all that's going on within my family and all around the world. It's another day that the Lord have kept me. That's why God say, and the song go like this. With all going on, there's can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. He picked me up again. He turned me around. He picked me up and he turned me around. He picked me up and he turned me around. He's my friend. No, he healed my body. Told me to live on. Healed my body. Told me to live on. Heal my body. Told me to live on. He's my friend. You know he saved my soul. Told me to run on. Saved my soul. And he told me to run on. Saved my soul. And he told me to run on. He's my friend. I'm saying nobody. Oh, nobody. Nobody. He's my friend. Oh, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. I say he's my friend. Thank you. Yes. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Nobody. Yes, sir.
Amen, Mother Janie. I tell you, you go right on and get your praise on, because
nobody
like Jesus. That is one of the parts that we were talking about earlier when I was saying that Jesus made us his friends. He called us his friends. And I tell you, nobody can do me or you like Jesus. He'll pick you up and turn you around, and he'll tell you to run on. He'll place your feet on the solid ground and tell you to run on. But I tell you, there is not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. Oh, no, not one. I said Jesus knows all about my struggles, and he will guide me until the day is done. Oh, yeah, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. I said, no, not one. No, not one. I said that Jesus knows all about my struggles, and Jesus will guide me until the day is done. There's not a friend, ooh, hallelujah, like the Lord. like the lowly Jesus. I say no, not one, no, not one. I keep hearing God say, Jesus knows all about your struggles, and Jesus will guide you until the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not Jesus knows all about your struggles, and he will guide, this is for somebody, he will guide you until the day, the very day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. I say no, not one. Hallelujah. No, not one. Jesus knows all about your struggles, and he will guide you. He will guide you until the day is done, because there is not a friend like the lowly Jesus. Hallelujah. I say no, not one. Hallelujah. Oh no, 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 not one. I tell you, I keep hearing God say to let you know that he knows all about your struggles, and he is there to guide you until the day is done. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah, God. Jesus knows. Yes, he does. There's not a friend today, tonight, even tomorrow, if God allows you to see it, there is not a friend like the lowly Jesus. Oh, no, not one. Thank you, God. No, not one. Oh, God, Jesus knows. I want you to know tonight that Jesus knows all about your struggles, and he is there to guide you. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Jesus is there to guide you. Mm-hmm. Until the day is done. Matters not whether you have father, mother, sister, brother. Jesus knows. Matters not whether you have your spouse, your husband, your wife. Jesus knows about your struggles, and he is the one that, and the only one. Nobody, mother said, nobody can do me like Jesus. Why? Because Jesus knows all about your struggles. My Jesus is there to guide you. Don't give up on God. Until the day is done. Sometimes, like myself, we don't want the day to be done. When the Lord took my mother, I didn't want the day to be done. When he took my pastor, Joseph Arnold King, I didn't want the day to be done. When he took the saints at King's Chapel that I loved so dearly, I didn't want the day to be done. And when he got my Jimmy and my Jamel, I didn't want the day to be done. The firstborns, oh, bless his name. But Jesus knows tonight. I don't care how many years it's been. I just was reminiscing the other day that my grandmother died June 27th, 1986. care how many years it's been. There's still memories there that can bring about laughter and memories that still have some pain. Oh, if I could see my grandmother in the kitchen again with that apron on and flour all over her feet. Couldn't tell you right now what she made, but I do know she had plenty of flour. Oh, bless his name. But Jesus knows all about our struggle. And he's the only one that can heal. You have people say, I pray for you. I'm praying for you, sis. God love you. I'm praying for you, baby. But only Jesus knows the innermost parts of how you're struggling with this thing. Mother Jeannie got on the phone and said, have you gotten any rest? I wanted to lie to Mother and say, yeah, plenty of rest. I said, no, Mother, I haven't rested at all. She said, I know you haven't. And we both laughed. But Jesus knows all about our struggles. I give honor to God in his throne in the heavens high and build up to my Jesus. Who's a friend of mine. When I was lost in the world of sin, he washed me clean and he took me in. He's a friend of mine. Come on and magnify the Lord with me and let us do exalt his name together. Nobody like Jesus. Mother Janie, thank you again. I want to give a big holler out as I'm thinking of it to our Mother Blondie. One of these times we're going to have Mother Blondie to greet us. She's been with us on Blog Talk Radio, Mother Janie, down through the years. These are faithful soldiers. They don't get paid for anything they do. And I thank them for praying for me and for Glory United Ministries as I solo by myself without my husband. I've taken some getting used to. Nobody knows how heavy my heart is. Nobody knows how I sit in my car sometime and I just weep. But I know the scriptures say weeping may endure but for the night, but joy is coming in the morning. Well, when you're in your night, morning seems forever away. Let me say that again. When you're in your night, morning seems forever away. You find yourself in your night saying, Lord, how long will I be in my night? You find yourself beginning to have a conversation with God by saying, Lord, why? And the reason why you're saying to God why is because you're still in your night. Because you can't see the break of day coming your way anytime soon. So you walk in your night saying, Lord, why did it have to be like this? God, why did it have to go this way? And another thing, God, I want to ask you another question. I said, well, how long is my night? Will I be all over, as the songwriter said, in the morning? But when is my night going to end, God? How long will I endure this spell of darkness? Keeps me sad, and because I have you in my life, I try to smile through my tears. One reason why I smile through my tears is because I don't need you asking me, how am I? Because you know what? I really can't tell you how I am. So I'd rather for you to see me smile than cry, because you can't fix it. You cannot turn my darkness into day. Mother Janie told you earlier, she always sings the appropriate song, and she sings three of them. One of them is the main song. that God's going to work with in the ministry while I'm up speaking. But she told you that can nobody do me. She said me. That was personal. She didn't say Pastor Benjamin. She said me. Like Jesus, because she knows that there are situations in her life that nobody, I don't care how much she go to Anavesta, but there's no one in Anavesta that can do her like Jesus. In fact, there's no one on this prayer call tonight that can do her like Jesus. Pains in your body, nobody can do you like Jesus. I was awakened 3 o'clock this morning with a headache so severe that I couldn't even touch the left side of my face. That's how bad the headache was. I couldn't lay down. I tried to lay back down. And as I was going down, the head hurt worse. So I had to come back up. So I said, well, since I can't lay, I'll sit. So I sat up on the side of my bed. I'm still talking about my nighttime. I'm still talking about no one can do you or me the way Jesus can. So I sat on the side of my bed, and I began to talk to Jesus. I said, God, I need you to touch my head. I want to lay back down, for it is still night, but not just night outside, but it was still night in my life, and if I could sleep, just go to sleep. Just maybe when I wake up, it would be morning. Well, I could see clearly in my morning. So I sat on the side of the bed and I began to beseech the Lord, saying, Lord, what do I do for this? And he told me to take an extra blood pressure pill. Wow, I took my pressure, and it was 166 over 72. I run a normal blood pressure, 112, 110 over 63, 65. And to have a blood pressure at 166 over 72, that's a high blood pressure for me. And for my headache, I took 2 pain pills. Because I read the bottle and it said it's good for arthritic pain. But I read the bottle with my flashlight and my glasses on. And I saw where it said, take for headaches. So I had help in my hand. So I reached over and I got the bottle and I took out 2 pills. And then I went into my medical bag, where those medications are prescription medications. And I took out, just like God instructed, the 1 blood pressure pill. And I laid there. I have a long nose, and I laid partially on my nose because my head or my face couldn't touch the pillow. That's how bad the headache was. And I just kept talking to God. I need you to fix this for me, Jesus. I don't know what it is and why it is and where it's coming from. It was a part of my nighttime. And I don't mean natural. It was spiritual. Wasn't a good feeling. That's why the scripture, the psalmist tells us, weeping may endure for the night, but joy coming in the morning. But the part that I don't care for is that, okay, you tell me it's going to last just a little while, and then my morning is coming, and when morning comes, joy is coming with morning. So therefore, what night was trying to do to me, trip me up, tie me up, mess me up, morning is going to fix it all. If I can endure until morning, am I shake it up, it'll be all over, Hamamashiante, in the morning. Ain't no need to worry what the night is going to bring. It'll be all over, hallelujah, Hamamashiante, in the morning. In the morning, in the morning. You got a night time in your life. The sun could be shining bright, but you're walking around in your nighttime, needing God to send your morning. I'm a machine, God, I thank you. But that's when you have to do like I heard Grandma say. Have a little talk with Jesus. Hallelujah. He never sleeps nor slumber. Don't care what time it is. He's never too busy. Have a little talk with Jesus. And you tell him all about your troubles. She said, Jesus will hear your cry. Your faintest cry. That means you can just barely get the words out of your mouth. He'll answer by and by. And as my head pounded, I kept on talking to Jesus. And after I had sat up long enough till I wanted to lay down, I said, God, you got to let me lay down. So I laid on my side, and my head was on the pillow. And I heard God say, move your head a little more to the left, and lay a little bit more on your stomach. And when I did that, I felt myself going to sleep. I tell you, I bless God today. I bless God on today for having a God who hears you when you call. Ah, prayer wheels keep on turning, knowing the fire is burning. Have a little talk with Jesus. Makes it right. Oh, bless his name. The enemy tried to bring this headache back about 20 minutes or so ago, but it's all good, because can't nobody do me like Jesus. My hour is growing late. I want to let you all know that we're coming into a brand new month, July, on Friday, and I thank God for it. It's my husband's birthday. If God hadn't allowed it, he would have been 82 on the 2nd of July. So this has been a trying and a crying week for me. We were married such a short time, but we've been friends since 2012. And he is the reason, through the divine order of God, that I am on Blog Talk Radio for 10 years come October. So that is something to talk about. That is something to celebrate. I have to go on. I want my husband here with me, but God said no. So I have to go on. Let me just read this to you, and then we're going to the Word, and we're going to quit. Usually, those of you that haven't been with us that long, for the month of August, Dr. Scott and I would take off the month of August. It's the last month considered of the summer season. People are going back to college, and some children are going back to school, so that the parents could relax and enjoy themselves and not have to rush home or rush into the house to catch me on Blog Talk at 7 when they be out, hopefully, in their yard having a crab crack in South Carolina, in New York, frying a New York State strip steak, a baked potato and an ear of corn. So rather than to interrupt your 31 days of praise must still go on, whether I'm on the air or not at 7, but you can look at your clock at 7 and give God a praise offering, and I will do the same. So remember, be mindful, put it on your calendar. People are traveling. So go ahead on and mark yourself out until after Labor Day. But if you need Pastor Benjamin to pray for you or pray with you before September,
This won't start until August, the first Wednesday in August. You can do so by calling the number or emailing, Facebooking my sister, Sister Jackie Grant. I thank God for her on tonight and for all of you, because you didn't have to do it, but you did. Now, this is the message from Evangelist Sandra Simmons, and she reads like this. Good evening, prayer warriors and intercessors. I pray this will find you doing well. I shared with the group earlier of the passing of Deacon James Mitchell, husband of Sister Susie, and brother of Reverend Dr. Charles, Reverend Dr. Gloria, who are faithful to the intercessory ministry. If we can, I would like for us to be a blessing to the Mitchell family, showing them our love and concerns to them during their hour of bereavement. I am kindly asking those who can and are able to give a love token of whatever God lays on your heart will be so greatly appreciated. Let's please keep them in prayer. You can please cash at me at $ the Lord blesseth. The Lord blesseth. That's her cash app. $ THELORDBLESSETH. And I see capital letters here, not lowercase. Homegoing service, Saturday the 11th, Old Ashley Baptist Church, Johns Island. God bless you all, God's humble servant, Evangelist Sandra Simmons. Come on, people of God, say amen. We all have been through a bereavement point, and it's just so good to know that folk love you enough to even want to pray for you. So we just bless God. Let's go to the word quickly, and I mean quickly. Got a few moments done. Jonah, the first chapter of the book of Jonah. I don't know if this is going to be a preached word, a taught word, or just a read word. I don't know how God's going to do this in these next few moments, but however way he does it, that's why I tell you to jump in the fire while the fire is burning. Don't wait for a certain part of the program to get your praise on, because while you waiting to get your praise on, God has moved on to somewhere else and to someone else, and you still looking for praise. God blesses. If you praise the Lord, he will bless you. And when he blesses, you ought to praise him. If you praise the Lord, he will bless you. For I know God blesses in the phrase. I should have got my copyright for that. It's a cute little phrase. God bless you. Jonah, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their, cry against it for their wickedness, I believe it is come up against me, before me, thank you, Jesus, my phone just cleared, their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Look at your neighbor tonight and say, neighbor, oh neighbor, that's me. So many times God have told you to go east and you went west and wondered why the trap that the enemy had for you in the west, you befell it and God didn't stop you because you didn't follow the divine instructions from God. Well, we find that you're not the only character that operates like that. Many times God has told you don't do this and don't do that, and you still did what you want to do and how and the way you wanted to do it. Well, don't feel bad. You have a cousin here in this book named Jonah. So you're following after your kinsman, oh, bless his name. God is so good. I love the Lord. But he rolls up and he flees. I'm almost done. And he cried against it for their wickedness. Now, my phone is changing on its own. It's come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa. Went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish. That's what you do. You go the opposite direction from where God has asked you or command that you go. He go and do it his way. He did just what he wanted to do and how he wanted to do what he wanted to do. The enemy is in my phone tonight. I'm trying to read the third verse, and it's going up to the 11th verse. Just jumps right up and go there. Oh, it just changed even the chapter. It went to Lucy or Satan. Somebody need this word tonight. Father God, I ask that you would intercede and intervene. But Joseph rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Somebody better say, that's me. I'm still running from God. God has told me years ago that I was to work in his vineyard, that I was to be a steward, a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. God has told me that I am to give unto the poor. I am to do what God has instructed me to do. But I'm going to go over here where I can sit down on my stool of doing it, because following the Lord is a hard thing to do, and I don't think I want to follow the Lord. I don't even want to be in his presence, because I'm enjoying being miserable right about now. And in his presence, there is fullness of joy. I don't want any joy right now. I don't want to be happy right now. I don't want to obey the voice of God. So I'm not going down there. Tell those people that's crying out to God, God, have mercy. Make a way, God, out of your way, God. Make the crooked places straight, God. I don't want to go and do that. I'm not going to Delaware, and I'm not going to tell anybody that there's a joyful sound, Jesus saved. But instead, I'm going to Georgia, because I find that there's a rainy night in Georgia, and I feel like it's raining all over the world. And I'd rather walk in the rain than to walk in the light, the beautiful light, where the dew drops shine bright. I don't need God dictating to me. I'm grown. I can do as I want to do. I go where I want to go. I say what I want to say. Now I don't have to go to prayer service. No, I don't want to do that. Not going to hear God. No, I'm not going to Sunday school because my nephew said me pay too long. No, I ain't doing all of that. I don't have time to go to the house of the Lord and have a little time with watching God miraculously move in the service. See the blind eyes open, See, the lame walk, the dumb talk. I'm not into all that. It's your cousin Jonah. Oh, bless his name. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea. Now you wonder why the wind has come your way. Because you've been disobedient. God said, I spoke to you, and you didn't hear me. You heard me, but you didn't obey me. I spoke to you. So now I'm going to get your attention. I'm going to send a wind. And I'm not just going to send a mild wind. I'm going to send a wind that will consume you, knock you over, and you won't be able to resist. You will not be able to buck up against this wind because I am the wind that's coming your way. Woo! God, I didn't know how you were going to deliver this. Wow. And there was a mighty tempest in the sea so that the ship was like to be broken. Whoa, I know you're afraid now. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God. Oh, really? Really? Every man got his own God? Okay. Really? That's how it went? Really? Okay. And cast forth their words that were in the ship into the sea to lighten of them. But Jonah was gone down into the side of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. That had no conscience at all. Didn't that? Let me show you how the enemy will make you do. You know that your friend is getting ready to get killed for something you did. And what do you care about it? You said, the heck with this. And I ain't going. I'm going and go to sleep. Wow. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? See, the shipmaster got mad because everybody else is screaming and hollering. They're afraid that they're going to die. And then this dude laying up here sleeping. Something got to be wrong with him. What's up with you, man? That's what he was at. What's up with you, man? How can you sleep and folk about to die and you land up in a corner somewhere asleep? What's up with you? Where you come from? Who are you? Why are we having these problems sitting in the nighttime on that ship with him on there? He brought the nighttime. When is this going to end? When is this going to be over? How much longer do we have to be in this angry sea? What is going on? I guess he was the first one that made the song, and maybe Marvin Gaye read that and saw what the scripture was talking about, and so he put together the song, Tell Me What's Going On. Mother, 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 there's far too many of us dying, brother, brother, brother. There's far too many of us. We know we got to find a way to bring some loving on this ship today, or else we will all go down with the ship. Thank God for the man, the shipmaster, confronting him. What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God. See, everybody was calling on their God. This guy was asleep. Oh, bless his name. If so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. I got 1 minute left. We're going to finish this next week. And they said, everyone to his fellow, come and let us cast lots that we may know. For whose cause this evil is upon us, my God. You all today don't even have sense enough to realize the evil that's upon you. You brush it off. Oh, well. Hey, how you doing there? I'm still living. Like, okay, so did you do anything to keep living or what? Well, how you feeling? Same as always. Ain't no big deal. You live or you die. Make me no difference. I don't care. I've been down so long till being down don't bother me. I don't even try to get up. I don't even try to bless the Lord at all times. I don't try to listen to no church music and lift my spirit to get me in the way that, in the pathway that God can, when it start passing out blessings, I'll already be in the in tune that I can receive my own. It'll make me no difference. If I live or live, if I die, they'll bury me. And that's the attitude that you have with God's life that he has given you. The breath that you breathe is God's. The earth is the Lord, is God's. Reverence him for who he is. I'd rather die knowing I'm going to be with the Lord than to die knowing that I'm going to lift up mine eyes in hell. I can't go to mama's heaven. I got to go to my own. Mama's gone. She did her. I'm yet trying to do mine. I can't go to my husband's heaven. I got to go for myself. Oh, bless his name. And a big one here, I can't go for my grandchildren either. They got to go for themselves. But God's going to charge you if you don't teach them to fear the Lord. I didn't say scare them. Fear the Lord. Have respect for who God is. You know, when I was a child, and I'm closing with this because it's 8:01. When I was a child, if you heard the least little rumble of thunder, the television went off. The telephone conversation ended because they said, God is talking. Now, let it thunder. You just turn the TV up louder, that's all. You're not missing your program. Somebody call you, you won't say, listen, it's thundering here, I'll call you back. You keep right on talking. I know some of you don't do that. I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to those that do. My God, today. And they said, everyone, okay, they cast the lots. Then said they unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us? What is thine occupation? Now, see, they want to start asking questions now. Because they want to live. And whence comest thou? Why is thy, what is thy country? And what, and of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew. Now they're getting some answers here. And I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid and said unto him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. Then said they unto him, what shall we do unto thee? The sea may become unto us. For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men roared hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea rocked and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish, let us not die for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood. For thou, O Lord, has done, please thee. Now, we're stopping at verse 15. Please remember that next week. Jonah chapter 1, verse 15. Please write it down. We're bringing this service to a close, and I want to close out with one of the songs from Marvin Wine, and I have no clue which one I have chosen tonight, but however, let's go out on whatever he sings is good enough for me. Oh, draw me closer. Listen to this. Enjoy this. Enjoy this, people of God.
I said I've seen you work, you work, you know.
Have a night, everyone, and we will see you next week.